I'm your host, Lisa Vanderquack, and today's guest is Diane Coonan, a newly published author. Now, I met Diane about a year ago now. She was a client of mine, enrolled in one of my public speaking programs, and I've really just loved getting to know her and appreciate her story. And I wanted to share her story, some of her story, and is particularly one to share with you about her new book, which I believe is a fantastic resource everyone needs to have in their hands. So a little bit about Diane before I bring her on. Diane is a mother, a wife, a grandmother, and a former teacher. She is now on team with LL Ministries after completing her training in Discipleship Training School. She's now ministering and teaching at healing retreats and marriage retreats. She's also obtained a master's in prayer counseling online from the Christian Leadership University. Now, throughout Diane's journey as a Christian, she developed a passion for healing the wounded spirit and has really come to believe that you and I can study and learn all we want about healing in our mind, in our head, and know it in our head. But, she said, life really changes when you allow the Father, the Heavenly Father, to heal the woundedness within your heart. And I certainly know this to be true in my own life. Now, Diane's new book, The Lies I Once Believed, The Truth I Now Live, is a beautiful book. And in it, she reveals how she could talk and say the truth, but her heart believed lies. There was an inconsistency in what was going on in her head and what was going on in her heart. And once her heart was healed, she could then live the truth and truly be transformed from a tormented mind to a mind of peace, something that everyone needs to hear today. So welcome, Diane.
Hi, and welcome today. I'm excited about what God has done in my life and how he's done wonderful revelations. And I hope that as I share what the Lord has done for me in my heart, that it'll inspire you to look at your heart and see if there's any issues that you can surrender to the Lord to heal.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Diane, to the show. And one thing I want to start off with is, first of all, I got your book in the mail. Thank you so much. This is a beautiful, it's like a piece of art, actually. I hold it in my hand. It's so beautiful. I love the cover. The name of the book is The Lies I Once Believed, The Truth I Now Live. Beautiful. And there's a picture of a bird flying out of a cage. The cage door is open and the bird is flying free. And this image is actually throughout the book in different ways. But let's talk a little bit about, when did you realize the direction that you wanted to pursue in life? So after, you know, you raised your kids, your teaching career, when did you begin to realize the direction that you wanted to pursue in life?
Well, in reality, I probably wanted to pursue this direction since I was about 16. I thought, oh, I would love to just work in ministering and counseling people and helping their wounded hearts. And it was interesting, as much as I wanted to go in that direction, I kind of got pushed into being a teacher. So as I pursued my relationship with the Lord, I realized that my heart was broken. And so I wanted to get my heart fixed and figure out what the Lord wanted to do with my heart. And so I kept feeling the Holy Spirit would just push me into areas where I get more healing and wounded of the woundedness, which was really deep that I didn't even know was there. And every time a new revelation was revealed of a woundedness, I became freer in life to be who I was. And
so, interesting.
Yes.
So how did you, I know we haven't talked about this before, but did you grow up in a religious environment, or was this all new to you when you first came into an understanding of a relationship with Jesus?
I grew up in a Christian home, and we attended church every Sunday. And as long as I remember, is I wanted to please God. I wanted to do whatever he wanted me to do, and I wanted to please him. but the point there was, is I was trying to do it with head and effort, and I was trying to earn the Father's love instead of just relaxing and let him love me, because he and be the person he created me. So I was more in the doing instead of the being. So now as I got healed, I could relax and be more of be just a, those words have really been important to me, because over the last, especially the last 4 or 5 years, the word just be comes to me often from the Lord, just be, instead of just do. And that's really a profound healing that I had in my own heart.
Yeah, that is, I mean, even as you say that kind of is a profound statement for many, because, you know, especially in our North American culture, and probably throughout the world in many different ways, we often, as humans, we often try to find our identity in things that we do, you know, the roles that we have, the responsibilities or the rewards that we get for doing something. And we have our worth and our value intertwined with our doing.
Yes. That's very, very significant for people. And it's not that we don't do things, but like, I really like how you put it, our worth and our value and our identity comes from who God created us to be, not what we choose to do to prove ourselves.
And what impact did that have on your life after you began to come into a place of more and more freedom and understanding what you just said there in terms of your worth and your value and your identity is in Christ and who you are in God?
Well, I'd say that the biggest impact it had on my life has changed my inner dialogue. So
Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, I really struggled with my inner dialogue. So an example would be, I wrote about it in my book. So like a truth would be, I didn't believe God loved me. And one day I believed he'd love me. The next day I believed he didn't love me. And it was because I was basing love on my doing. And so if I was doing what I figured was good, I was happy and I believed God loved me. And so my heart needed healing of that. So I had a total revelation in my heart one day of how much God loved me and his presence was there. And it was just so I could relax now and believe God loved me and in my heart, not just in my head. Because, I mean, if you asked me in my head, of course I'd say, because I read scripture, yeah, God loves me. But to have that total inner dialogue change and say, oh, I did this again, I must be this, and God must think this of me, and just go on, that changed completely. So that was one thing that changed. And
that's huge. And I think this is something that all of our listeners could probably relate to, anyone listening today. I know I definitely can, that is a shift that happens, because we all feel like there's these two worlds going on, right? In terms of what we want to do and then what our brain is telling us to do, you know, based on there's a conflict sometimes, and even things that we want to do, but we feel held back because of the inner dialogue.
Yes. Yeah.
This tension.
Right. And the other big, really huge change as well was that, when we talk about them with students at school or in psychology, they might talk about wearing masks. And I talk about it becoming our own protector. So we become protector of our hearts. And so when our hearts are broken and hurting and we have all these pent up emotions that we don't know how to deal with, we just wear a mask and they all stay inside. So we protect ourselves instead of allowing the Lord to protect us and releasing those emotions to the Lord. And that was a huge area in my book that I called it God Listens and Cares. And I believed I was just, that's how a lie came about. I believed that, yeah, of course God cares, but the lie came in his caring, I had to be this happy, wonderful Christian little girl that walked around being really happy and never really shared my hurts and my heart and my woundedness and my feelings with God. And that was because I was trying to protect that. And once I kind of realized that that was what my head was doing, I was free to, you know, repent and tell God, I'm sorry, I'm protecting my own heart. I want to give you these, I want to give you these emotions and feelings and give them to you so you can heal that part instead of blocking that part from God and saying, I'm going to be the tough one. And and it just gives you that freedom. All those feelings aren't just pent up in there and you don't even realize it.
That's really, really, I mean, what comes to mind right now, Diane, when I hear you saying that is that sometimes we have a perception of who God is based on our upbringing, based on maybe role authority figures in our life or key influencers in our life that we transfer on to God as an authority figure. I know for me, I didn't grow up as a Christian. I became a Christian when I was 15, but my view of God, even though I knew I needed him, even after I had come into a relationship, I didn't trust him because in my mind, my heart, there were beliefs about what a father was and how he treated people and you know, what authority looked like. And so that put a barrier that I know personally God had to really reveal his true nature to me in order for me to actually believe that he cared about me. You talk about how he loves us and cares about us. He listens about, because I know that this is an area many people struggle with, even when they come into a relationship, to believe that God really loves them and actually cares about them.
Yes. And it was interesting. Just recently, I realized that what my husband and I were discussing, well, what do you mean by like someone to care for you? And I thought, like, and we really had a good discussion on that, because to care for me meant you really care what I'm feeling inside, not just my outside. And when you know that God really cares about that depth of your heart, it changes how you see him.
That's so good.
Go ahead.
Nope.
I was just going to say, when you were talking about it in your childhood, right? So in my childhood, I somehow picked up that if somebody was mad at you or annoyed with you, it was your fault. And so until they forgive you, you weren't right with God either. Now, how you pick up that perception, I don't know, but that was what I believed deep in my heart. So if there was any kind of rift in relationships, I still felt I was being not loved by the Father, not accepted by him because I didn't have right relationship. And that is totally a lie. That is no truth in that at all. Because the truth is it doesn't matter if others forgive you or not, the Father still forgives you and loves you and is calling you to him.
Yeah. And I think I just want to piggyback on the word truth, because I think this is an area where in our society, it becomes very watered down and very relative. When people talk about, for example, you know, your personal truth and so on like that, it becomes very confusing. And I think it's important in this discussion that our listeners understand when we're talking about the truth. And I know in Diane's book, she talks about what is the truth I now live. We're talking about a truth that surpasses all circumstances, situations, all time. It's an absolute truth based on who God is and how he sees us. And his standard of truth in terms of moral truth and value according to the Christian biblical faith. Because I think it's important for our listeners to understand that the truth that we might be living by may actually not be truth. And this is where it can get really confusing. And you just alluded to that where you said, you know, you believe something. And how did you get that perception? It's because we're designed to protect and designed to survive. And as children, we find a way to cope. We find a way. And sometimes that way is telling ourselves something based on our perception. And that becomes a truth to us, even though when held up against the plumb line of God's truth, it actually shows that it's not truth. And I think that's what we're referring here to today. And I know Diane beautifully lays this out in her book. Diane, do you want to say anything about that? Because I think that's an important distinction. Because those lies, although we talk about them as lies, the lies that you once believed, at one time, those, you didn't see them as lies. They were actually your truth.
Yeah, so I have found two ways. One is I really believe the Word of God is where I look for my truth. Mm-hmm. And the other one is with the Word of God, I can have a revelation of the truth in my mind, but my heart feels different. So there's a discrepancy in your life because the truth that you believe in your mind takes a partial truth and combines it with your experiences, what other people have tell you, and it becomes mixed up. And so I say when God gives you a revelation in your heart, the truth in your heart, when His Holy Spirit gives you that total revelation, no one's going to change your mind.
Beautiful.
So I've had revelations in my heart, and no one is going to tell me different. Like, you know, like the revelation that God loves you and the revelation that God forgives you no matter what. But it's really, for me, I was such a mind person that when the full revelation comes of truth, that as I'm reading the Word or hear His still small voice, it just changes you.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, so we know from the Scriptures, you know, when you know the truth will make you free. The truth will make you free. What is the truth that He reveals in our heart? That's such a great distinction as well. Well, I love this conversation because I know personally my own personal transformation has been a key to who I am today in terms of my encounter with the truth of God's revealed truth to my heart and truth in His Word. And I know for those listening today that this is something that will absolutely change your life. And I want to encourage you to pick up Diane's book. And before we close out here today, Diane, I'd love to know, what was it that led you to actually write your book? What was the motivation behind this?
You know, the motivation behind my book was totally God. I was not interested in writing a book at all. And I would go to, for the last maybe 15 years, every Christian conference I had gone to, I'd have somebody walk up to me, or if I'd go for prayer, they'd say, "Oh, I think you're to write a book. I think you're to write a book." And I belong to LL Ministries, and I'm working on team, and we were doing some training, and I was being prayed for. And our leader said to us, "Diane, I think, are you a writer?" And my husband kind of laughed because he knew that God was calling me to write this book and I wouldn't. And what was behind that is I had a real hurt that was related to school in the area of writing. So once we prayed over that and there was forgiveness and healing in my heart over the writing area, I had one more time when somebody said, "I think you're to write." And so I said, "Okay, I have to be obedient." So I sat down and was obedient to the Father to write the book. And so you become very vulnerable when you put yourself out in a book like this. But my motivation is because I so know how much my heart has been changed by the Father and the healing of the woundedness. And in His Isaiah 61, He came to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. Mm-hmm. And I would just, my heart is just for other people. So my husband said, "Even if you help one person, Diane." So my motivation was that if anybody can be helped to become closer to the Father and be more free to live in their identity. That was my motivation.
I love that. And I love that. And I just want to say congratulations on this book. It is a beautiful piece of art, like no kidding. I love, it's a beautiful feel to the book, gorgeous imagery. And I know that you said, before we close it here, tell me what you told me earlier about this image of the bird coming out of the cage. How did you come up with that?
Well, years ago, like this is probably 25 years ago when we were praying, I had a vision of me in a cage and the door would open and I'd fly out, but I'd always want to go back to my cage. Mm-hmm. And one time I was at LL and we were having praise and worship, and one of the ladies we were ministering to, a picture came up, and she had said she was in a cage, and I said, oh, but that's the cage that I was in, and the bird is flying free. And so when I talked to her, lady says, no, that's not the cage I saw. And I just knew that Father was showing me. So this is the exact picture. And when, when I explained to the person doing my cover, she picked the exact bird cage I saw, and my little bluebird. So
wow, that is so cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Diane, this has been such a joy to get to know you and your journey and sharing with our listeners some of the transformational work that God has done in your life, but also that others can receive as well as they begin to examine and allow the Spirit of God to show them the lies that they're believing and be able to exchange that with the truth so that they too can live in freedom. And is there anything that, where can people find your book? And I know that you are offering for our listeners today the cost of the book for $5 plus shipping. Let me tell you, this will change your life. I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of this special bonus that Diane is offering in terms of getting this into your hands. Where could they find your book? How can they get a hold of this book?
Well, it's on Amazon. And as well as like through my email address. I'm on Facebook as well, but my email address, it's Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, Koonan, C-O-O-N-A-N, @gmail.com.
Perfect. And we'll put that somewhere in the show notes as well, or if you're not on my email list, you can connect with me at lisavandekwak.com, and then all of the information will be in there as well as we send out. But definitely we'll be posting on Facebook with a link for you to the Amazon link. I want to encourage everyone, the name of the book is The Lies I Once Believed, The Truth I Now Live, published by Word Alive Press in Canada, Diane Koonan. Thank you, Diane, for this wonderful time of sharing. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the publishing of your book. Such a valuable resource to get into people's hands, and I look forward to seeing more books.
And thank you, Lisa, for having me. I've really appreciated your work with women and all your, how you're promoting Christian values amongst the women that God has put in your life.
Well, thank you, Diane. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in. Look forward to connecting with you next time, and stay tuned and be sure to subscribe to the channel so you get updates as to the next episodes that come out. And if you are looking for ways to connect with other like-minded, faith, mission-minded women, be sure to connect with me at lisavandekwak.com, and I will be able to hook you up with some groups in that regard. And if you have a book in you, just like with Diane had for years, maybe never thought she would write a book, but maybe you're in that stage right now, and I want to encourage you just to take that first step, begin to write, don't edit, just begin to continue to let it flow out of you and see what happens. And connect with Diane and maybe other authors that you know who have started this process. And just like Diane said, even if it helps one person's life move forward, be transformed, be better in some way, then it's worth it. Because nobody has the unique message that you do and that God has given you to communicate through whatever means that you're called to. So thank you, everyone. We'll look forward to connecting with you. Have an awesome day.